Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
So yesterday we saw Amanda teaching Brad how to make fortune cookies.
They mixed up oil, egg whites, and vanilla.
And then added flour, water, and sugar.
They made circles with this mixture and baked the cookies for 15 minutes.
Yep, and then they wrote fortunes on small pieces of paper, and placed them on the circles.
Now after that, they made the fortune cookie shapes.
Okay, and as soon as the cookies cool, Brad and Amanda can eat them.
They'll read their fortunes first.
Yeah.
They don't want to eat their fortunes.
True. And in today's conversation, Brad will share his fortune cookies with another friend, Tara.
Oh, okay. So they'll get to find out what their fortunes are. So let's read through and find out what happens.
Looking into the future with fortune cookies.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Amanda and I made some fortune cookies today.
That's so cool. Can we open some?
Okay, you go first.
Mine says, good things take time. What does that mean?
It means you should be patient. Later, your hard work will pay off.
That's a good sign. What does your fortune say?
It says, your problem just got bigger.
Oh no! That's not good.
That must be a mistake. I'm going to pick another one.
Good luck!
This one says, forget the last fortune.Have a nice day.
Lucky you. Now your fortune is better.
Word power.
Open.Open. You can open your birthday gift when Grandpa and Grandma get here. You can open your birthday gift when Grandpa and Grandma get here. Later. Later. Meet me at the movie theater later.Meet me at the movie theater later. Pick. Pick. I picked Katie, George, and Shannon for my soccer team. I picked Katie, George, and Shannon for my soccer team. Nice. Nice.You look nice in that dress. Where did you buy it? You look nice in that dress. Where did you buy it?
So Brad starts by saying, Amanda and I made some fortune cookies today.
So Brad 一开始很开心说 Hey, 我跟这个 Amanda 今天做了一些幸运饼干哦。
Then Tara says, That's so cool. Can we open some? So here we're using the verb open, O-P-E-N, open. And now open can be an adjective and a verb, and it's got lots of meanings as a verb, can use it in a lot of different ways. So let's check out our word power section to see what it means this time. Here, to open means to remove the lid,undo the fastening and so on of some kind of container in order to see or get what is inside. With fortune cookies, we mean we break them open to see what's inside. Here's another example. You can open your birthday gift when Grandpa and Grandma get here. You can open your birthday gift when Grandpa and Grandma get here.
Okay, Tara 跟我听起来有点像，因为我觉得我也很想要打开这个 fortune cookies。 他说好酷，我们可以打开一些吗？这里的 open 当作动词有打开的意思，那很多东西我们可以打开， we can open a can， 打开罐头啦、open a box， 拆开一个箱子啦、或是盒子啦， or open a jar， 像一个罐子、or you can even open your mail， 就是拆信、OK, 那刚刚的例句我们看到就是你在这个爷爷奶奶到的时候就可以怎么样 Open your birthday gift, 就是拆开你的生日礼物啦。OK, finally, we can see what their fortunes are. Remember, Brad and Amanda wrote these.
Yep, and Brad says, OK, you go first.
OK, so Brad 就说好啊好啊那你先吧。
And Tara opens it and says, kind of opens it up,、mine says, good things...Take time.
Oh.
And then she also says, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, 所以这里她打开了幸运签，她就看到了 good things take time. 当然我们可以翻成好事需要多磨，就是好事多磨。Okay, so what does it really mean?
Well, Brad has an answer, or at least he's going to guess. He says, it means you should be patient.Okay, someone who is patient, this is P-A-T-I-E-N-T, patient can accept delays or having to wait and they don't get angry or nervous.
Doesn't sound like me. Okay, 好啦，所以刚刚好事多磨，这时候 Brad 有他的见解，他说这代表你应该要更加有点耐心。Patient 这个形容词就是有耐心的，相反词但就是 impatient 加一个字首 I-M-P-A-T-I-E-N-T. Are you patient or impatient?
I'm a patient person, I can wait.
Nice, 那我不叫 I'm a little impatient.
Okay.
Okay, so Tara has to wait for some good things to happen.
I guess so. And Brad also says, later, your hard work will pay off.So Brad just used the word later,、L-A-T-E-R, later, which here is an adverb and our next word power word. So later means at a time in the future, after the time you are talking about. For example, meet me at the movie theater later. Meet me at the movie theater later.
接着 Brad 又解释到，他说之后你的辛劳会有代价的。这里我们看到的 later 就是之后怎么样怎么样，它是个副词。像是刚刚的例句提到，就是说，哎，等等，跟我在这个电影院碰面 ，meet me at the movie theater later. So if Tara works hard, then good things will happen. But she'll need to be patient and wait.
That probably sounds right. So the other thing that Brad said is that her hard work will pay off. Now, if something pays off, it means it turns out well and you get some kind of reward or benefit from the work, the effort or the money you used before to get there. So it's kind of like you get good grades in school. I mean, right now, maybe they don't seem important.But they will pay off if you get a good job. So It's important to keep working hard, kids.
Yeah, kids. Okay, 我们刚刚有提到其实还有 hard work. Okay, 其实呢就是要努力工作。那当然我们如果说你要努力工作，我们会用这个动词片语就是 work hard. 如果你很用功努力的这样的形容词，很努力的Then you're hardworking. That's an adjective. 那刚才看到片语 pay off 就是得到，就是一个回报、报偿这样子的意思啊。所以如果呢你在学校呢很用功念书，搞不好以后呢你就会考上很棒的大学，然后找到一份好工作之类的。这就是你的努力会得到很棒的代价这样子的意思啦。Okay, let's continue reading.
Okay, in the article it says.Tara, she's now talking and she's just heard Brad's ideas and she says, that's a good sign. So this idea that her hard work will pay off is a good sign. Now here we've used the word sign, S-I-G-N, sign. Mm-hmm. Be careful with that spelling and how you say it. It's a silent G, it's not sign, it's sign. And here, sign is something that gives an idea of what will come in the future.So Tara's fortune is a sign. It gives her an idea or it makes her feel that good things will happen in the future as long as she keeps working hard.
Okay, so she's a positive thinker. So Tara 就说这听起来是一个 good sign, 是一个好预兆。Okay, 这里的 sign, 注意哦它是当作名词来用因为这个字有好多意思哦。其实它就是有预兆的意思比方像是呢如果你去面试好了 So maybe the company called you in for a second interview、Then that's a good sign 当然就是好预兆 Maybe they really want to hire you
Yeah, if they didn't, then they wouldn't call you in again
对那当然 sign 也有很多其他的意思它还有记号啦或者是 指标啊这样的意思或者它还有当作动词来用表示签名 Now this word sign has a lot of meanings
It does、mm-hmm. Now Tara also says in the article, what does your fortune say?
Okay, 这时候不要忘了 Brad 他也要打开他的 fortune cookie, 所以 Tara 就说那你的幸运签说什么啊?
And Brad opens his up and he says, it says, your problem just got bigger.
好笑哦。Okay, 这时候呢我们来看一下 Brad, 他说你的问题正在扩大。Shouldn't the fortune be good?
Well, maybe not. I mean, maybe it's kind of like, you know, if it's true, then it's true.
Oh my gosh.
Tara seems to be thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. She says, oh no, that's not good.
对啊，我以为幸运饼干、幸运签都要 lucky, 都要幸运。所以这时候呢 ,Tara 说 oh no, that's not good. 好糟糕哦。
Yeah, Brad doesn't like the sound of it. He says, that must be a mistake.I'm going to pick another one.
Okay.
Okay, here he used the word pick. Pick is spelled P-I-C-K. It's a verb, and it's our next word power word. To pick means to choose somebody or something from a group of people or things. Like you could pick something from a menu for your dinner. Here's another example. I picked Katie...George and Shannon for my soccer team. I picked Katie, George, and Shannon for my soccer team.
I wouldn't want to get that fortune. Brad 发现说怎么是一个糟糕的签他说等一下一定是哪里出错我要再选另外一个这里他用的 pick 的动词就是挑选我们也可以用 choose 来表示选择比方像是呢如果你今天要做一个选择题 if you pick the right answer then lucky you 就是选到了对的答案但是 if you pick the wrong answer maybe you won't win the game OK 所以刚刚的例句我们看到的是我选了 Katie George 还有 Shannon加入我的 soccer team, 就是足球队。Wait a minute,、mm-hmm. Brad and Amanda wrote all the fortunes.
Yep.
I bet Brad wrote the bad one. He should just take it.
You should. If it's your fortune, you have to accept it. But you could also think maybe you could change your fortune if you try.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, Brad does pick another one. He picks another cookie and Tara says, good luck.Good luck. Luck is when something succeeds、mm-hmm. or fails, not because of skill, but by chance. When you say good luck to people, you're hoping that things turn out well.
OK, 所以当我们用祝你好运 OK, 这时候英文当然就是 good luck 其中的 luck 就是运气那很幸运的就是 lucky
So Brad opens up the next fortune cookie、mm-hmm. and says This one says Forget the last fortune What? These fortunes, they knew he'd pick a bad one.
Wow.
And then they knew he'd pick it.
Fortune cookies are great fortune
These
tellers.
These things are really magic.
OK, 我们来看一下这个签上面写什么。他说，哎，忘了上一个幸运签石吧。感觉他好像会预测哎。
This is kind of strange, but anyway,、mm-hmm. the second fortune cookie also says, have a nice day.
Okay.
Well, yeah. The word nice, N-I-C-E, nice is an adjective, and it's our last word power word for today. Nice means giving pleasure or joy. It's something that's good and enjoyable. For example, you look nice in that dress. Where did you buy it? You look nice in that dress. Where did you buy it?
Thank you, this dress.
Yeah, lovely.
OK, 我们来看一下最后呢、欸、这个签诗上还记不记得他写什么他说祝你有个美好的一天。其中的 nice 就是好的就是 good, OK, 它是个形容词。我们常常会用到口语上像是 nice to meet you, 就是一开始见到一个人的时候、mm-hmm. 我们就可以说初次见面很高兴认识你。那如果你已经看过他了后来又再碰到他你当然可以说 it's so nice to see you again, OK, 不要把这个 nice to meet you 跟 nice to see you again 搞混咯。OK, 那回到刚刚的例句就是说哇你穿这件洋装看起来很美耶你在哪里买的呢
OK, Tara then says, Lucky you, now your fortune is better. So, looks like it all worked out OK.
嗯我觉得听起来好像是一个笑话 Amanda 玩的啦。好啦最后 Tara 还是说你好幸运哦现在你的运气变好啦。OK, well, that brings us to the end of the article. So it's now time for our magic box.
找亮点。
嗨，大家好，我是 Celine， 欢迎来到 Magic Box 找亮点。今天是每日一字系列，我们来深入看看一个字哦。今天要介绍的字是 sign， 想到 sign 这个字，大家会想到什么呢？是想到动词签名吗？哎，没错 ，sign 的动词呢就有签名的意思。例如，你今天来到签唱会，你可能会一时觉得很想要你的偶像签名在自己的衣服上。这时候呢，你就可以说。Could you please sign my shirt? Could you please sign my shirt? 除此之外 ,sign 还有名词告示标志的意思。例如啊你今天晚餐想要去吃一间你很喜欢的餐厅结果好不容易来到店门口却看到牌子上写着打烊了。The sign says closed. The sign says closed.真是一个令人崩溃的情境这时候你一定觉得自己很不幸因为最爱的餐厅没开这时候你可能会忍不住觉得天哪这肯定是个坏预兆 This is a sign of bad luck 此时呢一阵雷突然下起暴雨这时候你一定觉得果然啊这时候呢这个 sign 就是征兆迹象的意思了不小心呢我们就把这个三种 sign 介绍完了呢首先 sign 可以当作动词用表示签名如果你要请爸妈签名就可以说 Mom or Dad, please sign your name here 如果你今天看到一个禁止抽烟的标志呢就可以说 The sign says no smoking 那如果你今天觉得这个充满力量做什么事情都很对这时候就可以说 This is a sign of good luck 诶感觉有走好运的感觉啦就是一种预兆好了验收时间到咯考考你们以下这句话中的 sign 是什么意思呢 There is no sign of life in this house 诶不要走开答案即将揭晓
The answer is 这间房间没有生物存在的迹象这里的 sign 意思就是迹象哦你答对了吗
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, now I'm going to use these cards to do some fortune reading for
Laura. Well, Tom, I'm summing the fortune telling, so what do I have to do?
Well, I'm going to open up my cards, okay?
So
give them a quick shuffle.
All right,
so let's hope we can get you a nice fortune.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what the cards have written in your future.
I want some nice things.
So, first, I need to know, when is your birthday?
Oh, okay, 好简单哦。六月三号 June the 3rd.
June the 3rd, okay. So, June is the 6th month,、
yeah.
So let's take 6. I'm going to put those in a sort of circle shape.
我不知道 Pat 会算命耶。
6, Queen of Spades.
Oh my god, 我拿到的是皇后，然后黑桃。
Okay, now that could be a nice thing, that might not be. It all depends on the next card. So June the 3rd.
So
we keep going in our circle shape.
Circle.
1, 2, King of Clubs.
Am I going to meet a king?
Usually if they were the same, if they were both spades, then it means you will be kind of the queen staying with your king.
因为我是梅花 K, 所以是不同的。我这个是黑桃 queen.
Yeah, this is a different king. So maybe later you will find a different person in your life.
So this is not my Mr. Right.
No, but it is a different mister. So you could have an interesting love life. Now, how many brothers or sisters do you have?
Oh, well, I have one brother and one sister.
So 2. So we go 1 and 2. Jack of Clubs. Well, they're all royal cards.
真的，我怎么
3 royal ones, so that definitely means fortune.
Oh, fortune.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some money in your future by
the look
of this.
Maybe we might open a company together. I don't know, start a company.
Could be. It definitely looks lucky. 3 face cards is a good sign.
Yay.
So, that is a little bit of fortune reading for Laura. Thank you very much for watching, guys. Hope you have good fortunes in your future. For English for you, A plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Looking into the future with fortune cookies.
Amanda and I made some fortune cookies today.
That's so cool. Can we open some?
Okay, you go first.
Mine says, good things take time. What does that mean?
It means you should be patient. Later, your hard work will pay off.
That's a good sign. What does your fortune say?
It says your problem just got bigger.
Oh no, that's not good.
That must be a mistake. I'm going to pick another one.
Good luck.
This one says, forget the last fortune, have a nice day.
Lucky you. Now your fortune is better.
Open, open. You can open your birthday gift when Grandpa and Grandma get here. You can open your birthday gift when Grandpa and Grandma get here. Later, later. Meet me at the movie theater later.Meet me at the movie theater later. Pick, pick. I picked Katie, George, and Shannon for my soccer team. I picked Katie, George, and Shannon for my soccer team. Nice, nice.You look nice in that dress. Where did you buy it? You look nice in that dress. Where did you buy it?